News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
It was the second evening of unrest in Northern Ireland last night after homes and cars were set alight in several areas of Belfast on Tuesday night. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us from Belfast. Barry, you were at the scene of some of the worst of the trouble last night.
I was, Anton. Now, there were pockets of violence across the north last night. Crowds gathered in Coleraine where police blocked roads, where there was also minor disturbances in Derry. But the most serious disorder was on the outskirts of Belfast, where I was, in the Glengormley area, which is about 15 minutes from the city centre. At one stage, a crowd of around 200 people who were in balaclavas and had their faces covered gathered there. And there were concerns that they would target a nearby hotel that houses migrants in the area. Police moved in and pushed the crowd back. And that's when the violence escalated. Petrobombs, bricks, bottles and pieces of paving stones were thrown at officers and police vehicles. At one point, a van was pushed towards police lines and set on fire. A derelict property nearby was also set alight. The PSNI then deployed two water cannons as officers tried to disperse the crowd and restore order. And it wasn't until midnight until order was restored. But this went on for a number of hours. This went on from maybe 6 o'clock until midnight. So 6 hours of unrest, serious unrest in this area overnight.
And of course, on Tuesday night, there was violence across North and East Belfast. City centre, relatively calm last night?
It was, Anton, yeah. Look, from the early evening onwards, Belfast city centre was eerily quiet. In fact, it felt a little like the COVID lockdown period. Many businesses closed their doors early, while public transport services were suspended from early in the evening as a precaution because there were fears that it would kick off again last night in the city centre. There had been speculation about a protest at Belfast City Hall at 7 p.m, but that never materialised. I actually walked from my hotel to Belfast City Hall when this protest was meant to happen. This is about a 10-minute walk. And the only people I encountered when I walked there was the police or confused tourists who were wondering why so much of the city centre, including restaurants and pubs, had closed early.
Now, of course, there are concerns that the violence that we've seen during the week may continue into the weekend. What are the PSNI saying?
Yeah, look, there are concerns, Anton, that this violence could continue. The PSNI has actually drafted in an additional 200 officers from police forces across the UK to help them manage this situation. I suppose the concern now is that the unrest could become more localised, as we saw last night. And this makes it harder to predict where the trouble may flare up next. Police will be hoping for calm over the coming days. But there are clear concerns that further disorder could not be ruled out tonight, tomorrow night, and over the weekend.
Barry, thanks very much for that report. That is our chief reporter, Barry White.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.